It's Wednesday, December the 1st, 2021. Yesterday afternoon, there was a school shooting at Oxford High School in Michigan that left 3 dead and 8 wounded.
Carry me home when the light in my eyes does fade. Carry me home when the shadow comes to take me away. I'll be in a better place. Release my soul. Carry me home. Carry me home. There's a sorrow down in the ground. Carry me home. Don't you weep for I am freedom bound. Lay down my bones. There is peace within the my soul. Carry me home when the shadow comes to take me away. Lay down my bones, knowing I'll be in a better place. Release my soul.
Now I'd like to observe a moment of silence for the victims and their families. Here's what we know so far. At Oxford High School in Oxford Township in Michigan, 3 students were killed. A 16-year-old boy, a 14-year-old girl, and a 17-year-old girl. An additional 8 were wounded. A 15-year-old boy is in custody. Oakland County Sheriff's Office received more than 100 calls about an active shooter around 12:51 p.m., and within 5 minutes, they had the 15-year-old suspect in custody. I don't know his name. His identity has not been released yet. I will not say his name, and I will not post his picture. I don't have any additional information on what may have caused this tragedy, but I will not do or say anything that would give this kid any extra name recognition, just because I don't want someone, if these kids become famous doing this, and there's other troubled kids that might want to be famous and they might want to do the same thing, and I don't want to contribute to that. Here's Senator Chris Murphy from the floor of the Senate yesterday after the shooting.
Mr. President, our collective heart as a nation is breaking for your state. At Oxford High School today, reports suggest that a 15-year-old turned a semi-automatic weapon on his classmates. 3 are dead, 8 are injured. Our hearts are breaking a little bit harder in Connecticut because we know the pain that ravages a community when a shooting happens at a school. Newtown, Connecticut will never be the same after what happened there now almost a decade ago. Reports are that at Oxford High School, nearly 100 911 messages came into police during the time of the shooting. It gives you a vision into the terror that happens inside a school when a classmate opens fire. I think about this first and foremost as a parent of a seventh grader and a fourth grader who are part of a generation that accepts as part of their childhood the risk of not leaving school at the end of the day because of a violent attack. That's the reality of being a kid in school today. I'm angry about it as an American, but I'm angry about it as a parent, that my children have to go through active shooter drills because this has become a regular facet of being a child in America. Exposure to gun violence. It sickens me to think that my fourth grader has to worry about this when he goes to school every day. This only happens in the United States of America. There's no other nation in the high-income world in which kids worry about being shot when they go to school. It happens here in America because we choose to let it happen. We're not unlucky. This is purposeful. This is a choice made by the United States Senate to sit on our hands and do nothing while kids die. So please, I beg my colleagues, if you're going to come down here and talk about the sanctity of life, explain to the American people why the gun lobby matters more than the safety of our children who are walking into school every day fearing for their life.
Now, at the end of that, he was referencing his Republican colleagues. And something I hear my conservative friends say quite often is the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. And clearly, the good guys with the guns couldn't stop this guy before he murdered 3 students and injured 8 more. So I don't know what to say to that logic. I often hear Republicans speak out against lobbyists and special interests. Except for, it seems to me that they don't mind special interest when it's oil, gas, coal, or guns. So, just for once, I'd like to meet a politician with some principles. It's not that this is a problem that's uniquely caused by Republicans. It's that Republicans oppose common sense gun measures like universal background checks that are supported by 84% of voters, 77% of Republicans. Yet the GOP still inexplicably stands up for the gun lobby. Now, I'm not advocating for the government to come take everybody's guns, or not even anything remotely close to that. But we should be able to keep the guns out of the hands of people. Out of the hands of at least troubled teenagers. For one, if you're a parent and you own a gun, keep the damn thing locked up. Don't keep it loaded. Keep it in a gun safe. Teach your children gun safety. Maybe we should require, I definitely think we should require gun safety training courses before you're allowed to own a gun. You have to take a training course to drive a car, but you don't have to take a training course to buy a gun. Here's some statistics from the Children's Defense Fund. In 2019, a child died every 2 minutes and 36 seconds from a gunshot. Guns kill more children and teens than cancer, pneumonia, influenza, asthma, HIV and AIDS, and opioids combined. Since 1963, nearly 193,000 children and teens have been killed with guns, more than the number of U.S. soldiers killed in the Vietnam War, the Persian Gulf War, the Afghanistan War, and the Iraq War combined. That alone should be enough, you would think, to get Congress to act. In 2018, an estimated 16,644 children and teens were injured with guns. That's one every 32 minutes. 4 out of 5 school shootings involved at least one other person who knew what the shooter was planning but failed to report it. 4 out of 5. So imagine if we could prevent 4 out of 5 of these school shootings by recognizing and reporting the warning signs. 68% of guns used in school shootings were taken from the home or from a friend or a relative. Keep your guns away from your children. 77% of school shooters spent a week or longer planning. That's a week or longer that we had to intervene, and we failed. An estimated 4.6 million kids live in a home where a gun is loaded and unlocked. I'll say that again. An estimated 4.6 million kids live in a home where a gun is loaded and unlocked. Well, hell, wonder how they're getting the guns. I want to read you 9 critical warning signs from these. This is from sandyhookpromise.org. 9 critical warning signs to watch for in your child. Suddenly withdrawing from friends, family, and activities. Bullying. Excessive irritability. Lack of patience or becoming angry quickly. Experiencing chronic loneliness or isolation. Expresses persistent thoughts of harming selves or others. Making direct threats toward a person or a place. Bragging about access to guns or weapons. Recruiting accomplices or audiences for an attack. And 9 is directly expressing a threat as a plan. Again, that was from sandyhookpromise.org. How many of these school shootings can we prevent by recognizing the warning signs or making sure that our children know that if they know of their friend is thinking or talking about or planning something like this, to say something. Because they need to know that they're going to be helping that friend before that friend makes a horrible decision to destroy his life, his or her life, and the lives of many more. As I'm recording this, I've just learned that another student has died, a 17-year-old boy. So that's 4 dead, 7 wounded. I've also just learned that the suspect has been charged as an adult with 4 counts of first-degree murder, 7 counts of assault with intent to murder, 12 counts of possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony, and 1 count of terrorism. I don't want to get into a discussion about the mindset or the motive of the suspect, because nobody really knows right now. And I don't want to get into a situation where I'm talking or we're discussing hypotheticals that we know nothing about. So I just want to leave you with the words of Robert F. Kennedy from over 50 years ago that seem pretty relevant today.
In a time of sorrow, it is not a day for politics. I have saved this one opportunity, my only event of today, to speak briefly to you about the mindless menace of violence in America, which again stains our land and every one of our lives. It is not the concern of any one race. The victims of the violence are black and white, rich and poor, young and old, famous and unknown. They are most important of all, human beings whom other human beings loved and needed. No one, no matter where he lives or what he does, can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed. And yet it goes on and on and on in this country of ours.